Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot.
Take a shot, get back to your life. Take a shot, get back to your life.
A message from Republic Bank.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alonzo threatened to send compromising pictures and videos of him and Shelley if she stopped their relationship. Unique visited Pepper to conduct a survey about GPL's PUUP. She visited Coretta and John, and they too expressed satisfaction with the GPL program. John was going to visit his family in the interior, and on the way in the taxi to drop him off, Coretta saw Shelley stopping in an area. Shelley had gone to tell Alonzo that she would be coming clean with Ignatius, which he dared her to do. As we return, Ignatius and Shelley are having lunch.
Honey?
Yeah?
Did you enjoy the food?
It's all right. Shelley, what got into you to cook lamb chops for lunch?
I just wanted to do something special for you, Iggy.
I see. Everything okay?
What are you reading?
Some news on ExxonMobil.
Oh, I see they find more oil the other day.
Yeah, 20th discovery in the Stabroek Block.
Wow.
At Longtail Tree Well, Guyana is a blessed country.
Iggy, you ever imagined they would find all this oil by?
Never. especially after a history of dry holes.
That's when they explore and they find nothing, right?
Yes.
Well, the father must hide the isle till the time is right.
Well, I am looking to see major developments in this country before I die.
Oh, you know you won't go nowhere anytime soon.
I plan to live at least 100.
And you're fit enough for it.
I've already seen my grandson, and I want to see my grandson's son.
Like, you don't care to me for no granddaughter.
Divine and Ryan will have to decide if they're going again.
Well, Ryan, I definitely know one more children.
3 or 4 would be nice, but I don't know that Divine is that kind of woman.
Yeah, she's more focused on her career at ExxonMobil.
It's good that she sees the need to develop herself as a young woman, even though she married into a wealthy family.
Well, you think she can stay in ExxonMobil till she retire?
Well, we know that ExxonMobil will be here for at least a few decades, so that's possible.
Honey.
Yes?
You think ExxonMobil is having a positive impact on this country?
Well, one thing that Exxon's presence has done is brought more attention to Guyana.
Well, yeah.
You have a lot of foreign investors coming into the country now.
But is that a good thing?
It's good for development. And there is local content as well.
Well, I know the people working at ExxonMobil got a lot of good things to say about the work ethics and so.
And making contribution to the country like STEM and...
STEM is science, technology, engineering and maths. Right!
I was just reading here that they made a contribution of over $20 million to support Volunteer Youth Corps after school STEM program.
That's nice. You think Emmanuel can be interested in something like that?
Well, business run in his blood. He can become anything he wants to be.
Exactly.
Whichever way the wind blows, my grandson will be okay.
Yep.
One thing I've done is try to help my family members as much as I can.
I know, Iggy.
By the way, when last you saw Alonzo? Haven't heard from him lately. You seen him?
Not really.
Talk to him?
He would message me every now and then.
I see. By the way, you did a good job with the lamb chops. Delicious.
Thanks.
No, Shelley. Thank you.
Ignatius.
What?
It's something I gotta tell you.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah? I wanna ask you for some advice about something.
Okay.
One of my friends. Someone threatening to expose explicit pictures and videos of her.
I'll get to that later.
It's who calling you?
I don't wish to speak to that person now. What's going on with your friend?
What would you advise?
Someone threatening to expose nudes?
Yeah, and videos.
The person needs to go to the police. People know what's going on these days and they are still allowing people to take nude pictures and video them?
Well, she claimed that she didn't know he was doing it. She's very worried.
Well, go to the police. I'm sure there must be some law against that.
In Guyana?
Guyana's a country without laws?
Well...
Who's calling you now?
Oh, I don't recognize the number.
Anyway, thanks for the lunch. It was great. Head into the office for a little bit.
Okay, bye, hon.
Coretta, what is it?
Ignatius, I see Shelley in one of them neighboring villages.
Doing what?
She pulled up by a gated apartment building that paint green. It looked like she going in, but my husband made me taxi drive after. So I really ever see exactly where she go.
I know the place.
You know anybody living there?
That's where my nephew stays.
What? Why is she going to he?
Did you see her go in?
Well, no.
Then we can't say that she did.
Yeah, but what business she got in the area?
I'm sure he's not the only person she knows around there.
All right. Well, I just decide to let you know.
Thanks.
I could pass by the office for a raise.
Really, Coretta?
I would go there and investigate. Ask people around here.
I don't need you to do that on my behalf. I could do that myself.
In any case, later passing by the office for a raise.
Suit yourself.
You're making joke.
Alonzo, you mean for stop harassing me? You don't mean Ignatius the having lunch when you...
I want the money. Or you tell your husband the truth.
I ain't got no money right now.
So how long am I supposed to wait, Shelly?
Just leave me alone! Your uncle asked me today when last I talked to you. And thing like this.
What happened to Telly?
I'm gonna tell you.
Good luck with that. You know you could throw you up on the street like a dog, right?
Well, either way, I'm gonna lose.
You ain't got to lose. I just want you to keep cooperating with me. Just keep me pocket full. Let me get a body when I want. And we good.
I suppose Ignatius find out on your own.
Look,
we got the fact that we're going into business as a cover. We got a contract drop. If you tell Ignatius we there, and if I ain't send the videos or pictures, there's no proof about anything. You got the bank statement to show you withdraw the money.
You got this thing all planned out, eh, Alonzo?
Shelly, I come from Barbies with a plan. You think I ain't see you pictures on Instagram before I touch down, eh?
What?
I was watching you a while, girl. I said, look how this big stupid man lucky. And I know he ain't treating you right.
So you planned this whole thing before you come to Marundi?
I plan forget you. The other things about the business and so just fall into place.
So you just come here to Marundi for mess up me whole life? Eh? Is this what you telling me, Alonzo?
Stick to the plan and nothing ain't got to mess up. I don't want to breed you too. Shame you can't get your
head. Oh.
Just hold your head and this thing will get nasty. We gonna be good.
Alonzo, look how dirty this stove is. La estufa está sucia. All the stuff on the burners.
Well, clean it now, Benicio.
I thought you trying to conserve. I read about conserving in the kitchen. They say when the burners are clean, they reflect the heat better and save energy.
That good.
Añadido a eso, cover pots and pans. You use less energy. Plus, mi amor, don't leave the food to burn when warming it up. You destroy the food. No bueno.
I just warm up things in the microwave, so they ain't bother me.
Estupenda. The microwave saves energy because it reduces the cooking time.
I get something right.
And if you use a pressure cooker.
Which reminds me, I buy some beef for cook up later. Pressure it for me.
Everything I have to do for you, Alonzo, I have to come here and clean up the house and cook today.
You could go lie your way, you know.
I don't know why you keep pushing me away, Alonzo. I am carrying your baby. I am not having an abortion because it is against my beliefs.
Whatever.
Did you soak the peas for the cook-up?
Just throw everything in the pressure.
When you soak the peas, it takes less time to cook.
You know a lot.
Be serious.
Look, when you going home?
I need money. I have to buy food. Things are so expensive now. And I have to eat properly if I am having a baby.
You don't have to have the baby.
Stop saying that. I am having my baby.
Look, move out my way.
Ah, you push me. Estás loco? ¿Qué te pasa?
I go in and take a smoke.
Radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Shelly, it looks like the only way you can get out of this is if you kill Alonzo. But girl, you know you're not a killer.
Shelly?
Yes, yes, Ignatius.
Talking to yourself?
Not really.
You okay?
Yeah.
You don't seem so.
I'm just... Ignatius.
What's wrong?
Just... Please hold me.
Okay, it's okay.
Please, baby, just hold me.
Shelly? Shelly, babes.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
Psst. Sarah, put on a mask and come by the fence like we talk this thing.
I can't tell the last time I see you, girl. I coming over there, man.
You better stay in your yard. Remember the 6 feet physical distance.
Well, that's why you treating me like a stepchild, so.
I trying very hard to protect myself and my family from COVID. Anyways, I see Wanda husband is there in Angela's shop every day buying food.
Girl, Angela food nice bad.
She better hope it's only food he getting from Angela canteen.
Like you know something I ain't know.
I talking about COVID, girl. You see how much people is there pack up in the shop? If somebody that infected stand too close to someone else and talk, they could spread the virus to that person.
Well, I thought it was a whole juicy story you giving me about Wanda husband.
No, I know Wanda is your friend, so I just telling you for sure warn he about eating at them places that not enforcing the guidelines about physical distancing.
Wanda is come by me steady for gaff. He could easily infect she and then she could come and give me.
Don't let she come by you, girl.
Well, I going to call Wanda no, and tell she talk to him. I now realize how easy this thing could spread.
If he protect himself, he could protect all of us.
A message from the Ministry of Health with support from USAID.